They just released the movie Memoirs of a Geisha on DVD. And I remember when it first came out in theaters, the movie trailer looked so inviting. The colors, the music, the women. There is something very mysterious and sexy about them Asian girls. Now, I'm sure at one time or another, I've heard the same thing about Italians, redheads, and black women, too. So, ladies, don't hate, and fellas, I'm sure that you're with me on this one. Now, when I first started to do my homework on the Asian mystique, I realized that the big attraction isn't something new. In fact, I found an article online that dated back to 1990 talking about how the hottest multicultural pairing was between white men and Asian women. It was so intense that at a college in California, there was a great increase in white guys signing up for Asian language classes and joining Asian organizations on campus. You guessed it, just to meet Asian women. Perhaps the attraction to Asian women has something to do with their femininity being stamped on the brains of men for decades. However, to suggest that Asian women are submissive, demure, or make great wives just because they're Asian is to suggest that most black men are like J.J. Evans from Good Times. Dynamite! I'm sure that both my Asian sisters and my black brothers will agree. This stereotype is not only not the reality, it's also offensive to both groups. Then why do guys go gaga for Asian women? The reality is that besides black and white, Asian, and insert ethnic group of your choice, is the second multicultural matchup out there. So I asked a friend that has literally dated the United Nations of Women. I'll call him Bob, because that's his name. Well, Bob says that for him, it really is about the femininity of the Asian woman. He says that the Asian women that he's dated always carried themselves and conducted themselves like a lady. Always. I resisted my urge to fart, belch, and curse as he went on, but I got the point. It seems that us other girls have been so busy competing in the workforce and in our personal lives to be one of the guys that we've revealed the secrets of the magician. That we don't always want or feel the need to be in makeup and high heels, laughing at jokes that aren't funny, and dying for a guy to take us home and tell him who our daddy is. Okay, so I guess I'm starting to take this thing a little personal. It's just that, as with any sex, race, nationality, group of people, you will find a great variety of everything. And to imply that we really are that different really perpetuates the divide. I think that men are attracted to Asian women for the same reason that men are attracted to Puerto Ricans, blondes, Africans, chicks with nose rings. Because we are women, and it's a preference. So if your choice is to date an Asian woman, you may want to check out a new book by Ming Tan entitled How to Attract Asian Women. I was even thinking about asking Ming if I could copy the whole book and just change the title to How to Attract Big Booty Girls from the South by Leticia. I'll let you know how that goes. Looks like this not-so-new trend is not really anything new. It's just Asian women's time of the season again. So, to all my sisters, go rent Memoirs of a Geisha. And when you see an Asian woman on the street, give them a high five and tell that sister to work it. This is Leticia. Look out for my book now.